They were newly planted, and that's the problem. If you get really rain just after we've prepped the soil and planted, it hasn't had time to bed in properly, or the plants haven't had time to set roots, and yeah, the water just gouges out the side of the hill pretty much and takes the plants with them.
What sort of recovery works have you done since then? Have you managed to get replace those plants?
We have just started because it's still been too wet, and we've fixed up a couple of the drains that overflowed last time. But we still can't get the main part of it fixed up because it's still too wet. But hopefully, if we don't get too much rain from this coming cyclone, we'll be able to. We shouldn't lose any more.
How are you feeling about the possibility of a bit more rain this week?
Very nervous because we've had enough rain for the year. Like, you know what I mean? It'd be nice if it comes in little lots instead of one big lot. But I suppose that's nature for you. Most of the damage is done where we were, but we've just freshly planted some other blocks, so I just hope they don't go, you know, it doesn't get too bad for those lot as well.
Is there any kind of preparations you can do to protect the plants?
Not really. Like, just because they've just been planted, it's hard to be able to do any sort of protection. Only have all your drains cleaned out and everything like that, but you can only do so much because when it gets really, really heavy, no drains hold water. And the soil just washes away just from the pounding rain, you know, let alone flowing water.
Capricorn Coast pineapple farmer Peter Sheriff. Yeppoon custard apple grower Bruce Sloper is hoping his trees can manage another downpour.
The custard apple tree comes from South America where heavy rainfall's a common occurrence. So, no, the trees can handle it. It's, I suppose, the variability of the rootstock, because all our commercial trees are grafted, of course, and with variability in rootstock, it handles wet weather and wet feet, wet root zone differently. That causes a bit of a problem. The trees tend to shut down in really heavy weather like we had a couple of weeks ago, and therefore the fruit that's on it, you know, they don't grow anymore and that sort of thing. So it does have an effect.
With the prospect of quite a bit more rain coming over the next few days, how are you feeling about that?
Well, I've been busy. I did suffer a bit of erosion damage around the blocks. So I've been busy the last few days with filling them up with rocks and just repairing that damage so it won't damage further. And all my new plantings are all staked and tied up and everything like that. So it's just fingers crossed, you know. Depends on how much rain we get, but it's on a gentle slope, so it should soak in and just ease away without too much damage, I'm hoping.